together now.
Celebrate Pride in the Capitol with Sam LaPrad and Jason White.
There's a lot of dancing going on down here on Bank Street. We're at Bank in Gloucester. It is our annual, and I can say that, fourth annual, Pride Show with the one and only Jason White from City News. How are you, Jason?
I'm having a great time. This is my favorite day of the year, bar none.
Absolutely. I love it so much. We're seeing so many people coming by waving at us. We've taken some selfies. We're having a lot of fun talking about all things Pride. Of course, getting ready for the big parade tomorrow. They're expecting so many people, over 235 floats. Can you imagine organizing that, Jason?
I don't know how you're going to keep track of them all when you're emptying the parade coverage tomorrow. Like, do you have, like, an encyclopedia printed out? Like, is there enough room on your phone to handle all of that information?
No pressure. Yeah, thank you for that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you nervous.
I'm going to be up all night now. Representing Rogers TV tomorrow, I'm thrilled to be part of the parade. So many different groups part of the parade. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Ottawa is part of the parade, and for a very good reason. Brianne Dusome joins me now. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Sam.
Tell me what you do at wonderful Big Brothers, Big Sisters Ottawa.
Yes, I'm the Director of Programs and Partnerships at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ottawa.
And you have a very big job there.
I do.
Yeah. How many kids do you think you would serve in 1 year?
We serve about 800 children and youth in Ottawa each year.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. And talk to me a little bit about the normal programming that you have, what everybody kind of knows about for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, those mentoring programs that you have. Walk me through what you're doing there.
Yes. So we have programs in the community and in schools. So we have our Big Brother, Big Sister Communities program. We also have in-school mentoring. And last year at Capitol Pride, we launched PRISM, which is a program that intentionally matches two-spirit LGBTQ plus children and youth aged 6 to 24 with an adult mentor.
Okay, how brilliant is that? So you launched it last year. Talk to me a little bit about the impact. Who have you been able to engage in this program?
Yes, so one of the stories that we hear from our mentors is that they're excited for this program. This is a program that they wish they had when they were younger. And also from caregivers, what we're hearing is that they love their children and they want to be there for their children, but they won't understand. And that's why they're really excited to have them connected with a mentor who can walk alongside them as they explore their identity and they find safety in the community.
And I think a trusted organization like Big Brothers, Big Sisters Ottawa, parents would know that there is very, very strict regulations in terms of who's going to be involved in the program. You go through a rigorous opportunity and application for people to become part of it. So I think that would be very reassuring for parents.
Yes. We really try, one, we have a very intensive, as you mentioned, screening process, but also we really seek to intentionally match mentors with children based on lived experiences, based on interests, values. So it is a really thorough process, but we really love to see the connection that results from that.
So this time last year, you launched this program. Give us a sense of how many matches have been so far to this date.
Yes. So we have 5 matches. As we mentioned, we really seek to really intentionally match. We have 5 matches since last year, and we have 20 that we are in the process. And kind of like we already have an idea as to who we want to match. Nice. As they come in, we're like, ooh, they would be perfect together. So we have 20 right now that are approved, and just we're waiting to match. And then more, we have an influx of applications in the recent months as well.
And do you think some of the matches will make this one of their outings, maybe today coming down to Capitol Pride, and maybe the parade tomorrow?
Yes. We do have some volunteers that are supporting at the booth that are some of our matches, and then we will have some of our matches that will be walking with us in the Capitol Pride Parade tomorrow.
And talk to me a little bit about getting ready for that parade. It really is, it just doesn't happen tomorrow. You have a lot of lead up time for it to get ready. So tell me a little bit about your float.
Yes. So we don't have a float this year. We do have a banner, and with that banner, it's just really bright and colorful, and it shows our program. So it's really important to build that awareness in the community that programs such as this exist.
And I think what's really important too, Brandon, is there's going to be people that come to Capitol Pride tomorrow to the parade that maybe have no idea. They're hearing it maybe for the first time today on City News, but they have no idea about this program. So this is an opportunity as well for people to come to the parade, but also learn about the programs, learn about the community. So that's another bonus.
Yes, agreed. I think that, one, we just want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of providing these safer and affirming spaces for Two-Spirit LGBTQ plus children and youth to be themselves, to feel seen, to feel supported. And I think it's a benefit that we also get to connect with them and we get to show them the programs that we offer so that they have that opportunity for support.
And if someone's looking for more information, you've got a great website. Is some of this PRISM information, this program information on there as well?
Yes. You can apply to be a mentor on our website. And also there's more information about how to sign up for parent information, caregiver information sessions for children to be involved in our program as well.
And how did you name this program? PRISM, great name. I can see why. I think I know why, but tell me why you named it PRISM.
Yes. So pride, respect, identity, development, and for safety and mentoring.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's such an awesome opportunity to really engage the community with young people. I think many people that are maybe walking the street today, when they were young, Brandon, they did not feel supported, and we're trying to do just the opposite.
Yes. We're trying to create the, as I mentioned, is really just letting children and youth know that there's a community behind them. Sometimes it's hard. There can be different messages in the community that kind of make people isolate, but we want them to know that there's services, there's support out there, and we're here for them.
We want people to celebrate all things Pride. You've got a big smile on your face. We're seeing so many people walk by decked out in Pride colors here celebrating. Even the puppies are decked out.
Yeah.
We've seen everybody decked out in their colors and celebrating this week. This week, I think, you know, in Ottawa really does become a community event. It just isn't about one single program, one single event. There's over 50 events that happen. We know we're inviting people down to be here, obviously, today and tomorrow. When you go back to the office on Monday, what's your goal of participating in Pride?
Maintaining it. Pride is all year round. Yes, we're here, and especially in August. But Pride and support, it's there all year round. And I really want to maintain this excitement, maintain this support for the community.
Beautifully said, Brandon Dusone, joining us, of course, from Big Brothers Big Sisters Ottawa. What a pleasure to spend time with you. Keep that smile glowing, and we'll see you on the parade tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Look forward to it. Brandon joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters Ottawa. Jason, you can just see the opportunity for Big Brothers Big Sisters Ottawa to launch this program last year at Pride, and a year later celebrating 5 matches. That's success.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's what this is all about. This weekend, this week, it's all about celebrating.
It's all about celebrating. And we're seeing lots of people come by and smile and say, hey, City News is here. That's pretty cool, because they don't see us out of the office very often, station.
I was saying to one of our other guests off the air, like, you know, normally I'm in a room by myself. I'm talking to myself. I'm like a crazy person. Like, I'm alone in a room. I'm reading the news. I'm delivering the information you need to get through your day. But we don't get to interact in person with people the way we do down here. So,
right.
Such a great time.
And we get to dress up our whole team into Pride colors. Aaron is wearing the rainbow hat beautifully today.
Yeah, I think that comes with the job. I think the producers always have to become a tradition. We have the feather boa. Our news director, Victoria Williston, is down here.
Yeah.
I have my Pride socks on.
I see that.
I think every year we've done this broadcast, I've worn these socks.
Excellent.
And you have this killer jacket that everybody flocks around. Oh, my God, I love this jacket.
I know. Somebody last year offered me cash for it. I'm like, not a chance. Not a chance. Everybody is down here celebrating Pride. I'm here with Jason White. We've got a number of incredible guests coming. Faye Johnstone is going to join us in a little bit as well. We look forward to speaking to them. We look forward to chatting with all people down here at Pride. Capitol Pride, of course, happening today. The big parade happening tomorrow. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay with us on City News.
Brad will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
All together now. Celebrate Pride in the Capitol with Sam LaPrade and Jason White.
Yeah, we're having fun today. down here. It is Capital Pride, and we are here at Festival Plaza having the time of our lives. We're at the corner of Bank and Gloucester. And when I say we, I mean Jason White and I are here.
Well, thank goodness you're here to keep me on track because, you know, usually I'm such a clock watcher, and we're here, we're waving at people, we're chatting with people, and so I'm glad you're here. I need a minder sometimes. Sometimes I need a grown-up, and today you're my grown-up.
Well, that's rare, I'll be honest with you. Very, very rare. We're chatting with everybody today about Pride, all different perspectives, different programs that are in the community. It wouldn't be a Pride show for City News without your next guest, Jason.
Absolutely. George Hartsgrove, Ottawa Senior Pride Network. Welcome back.
And thank you for having me back. I'm really happy to be here.
Absolutely. No, you guys are, your group does so much work in the community. I mean, you look at your website, the events, it's the dance card is full, literally and figuratively, because you just had a dance, right?
Yes.
The Rainbow Rendezvous. How
yes.
did that go?
We just had our first post-COVID dance, 3 years without having dances, and that used to be our only source of funding. So that really threw a wrench into the works for Senior Pride Network. But the dance was fabulous. I mean, we had a full house, as we always do. We always sell out. And people were so looking forward to it. If I had a dollar for everybody in the last few years who said, when is the next dance? I'd be a rich person.
Well, and the Senior Pride Network, too, I'm sure. I mean, it's one thing, you know, there's the fundraising aspect, as you mentioned, but also just that camaraderie, that connection, that in a lot of ways, for a lot of us, it's really been lacking the last few years. Even when we got to a point where, okay, you can go back to doing stuff, says the government, a lot of folks might have been a little reluctant. Have you been finding that with your members and the people that are involved with Senior Pride Network, there's been a little more reluctance?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that seniors were one of the people who were most affected by COVID and that sort of thing. And we work with the Good Companions.
Yeah.
And we have a Saturday programming there. We have the use of the Good Companions 2 Saturdays a month, but they were very restrictive about the use of their facilities, right? You could only come in with masks and hand washing and all of that stuff, and they kept the rules in place a lot longer than a lot of other places. So,
yeah,
that was an issue.
And important, because we want to keep each other safe, but there are other ways that we all learn to adapt. You guys learn to adapt to stay in touch and you know, check in on one another when we couldn't get together, right?
Yeah, and we had to switch a lot of our program to online programming. So we had Monday night films, we had a Thursday night coffee club, and we had online yoga on Fridays and that sort of thing. And some of those things have continued on, but that was the only way that we had. And seniors are often isolated anyways in general, but LGBT seniors even more isolated often. So it really was a lifesaver. But now we're finally sort of back to reality again.
Absolutely. And that Saturday in-person programming, the Good Companion Center downtown. Tell me a little bit more about that. What are some of the things that you guys are doing on Saturdays?
So the things we do on Saturdays, we have dance, we have a coffee club, we have meditation, we have yoga, and then we always have some type of activity in the afternoon, whether it be a speaker like from the Dementia Society or learning how to make greeting cards. But there's always something in the afternoon to augment what we do. However, the other really, really exciting thing that we have now is that we have a respite program for LGBT seniors. So if you have a loved one, and it doesn't have to be a partner, it could be a parent, it could be a child, it could be a friend, you can bring them to the Good Companions, and we have trained PSWs who will actually look after them, and you can go off and go shopping, join the Saturday programming if you want, whatever you decide you want to do, but this is a specifically LGBT program for respite.
And respite is so important, like the caregivers, you know, you're on 24-7.
You're on 24-7.
I have family members who have done it, and you're human. You need some time for yourself, or, you know, to go run errands, do groceries. But why, tell me why this is important to have a 2S LGBTQ plus focused respite program, as opposed to any of the other respite programs that might be out there.
Well, you know, I think the thing is that you probably have known people who have dementia, and often they don't have filters. So if you have been in a gay relationship for the last 30 years or so, and, you know, you're used to a certain way of talking about your partner, like if you're a female person, you'll talk about your partner, she. Maybe some of the other people in a regular dementia respite program, they don't have filters either. And there may be some issues and conflicts that arise. So that was one of the ideas behind that.
Absolutely. You know your loved one is going into a place where they will be welcomed and accepted.
And safe.
By everyone. And
absolutely.
Safe.
So
absolutely.
That's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the in-person programming, I was looking at the yoga description. We bend so we don't break, which, brilliant line. I mean, that's, I'm not a super pop culture nerd, but even I know that's from a song.
Yeah.
because it's, I assume, about balance and making sure that, you know, the fitness level is maintained, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we allowed people to sort of do the chair yoga part of it, if that's their capability level, or they can do more extensive,
more strenuous.
Yoga. More strenuous, yeah, I think that's a good word.
Well, you're meeting people where they are, it sounds like. Like, with so much of the program that you guys do, it's because, what, over 1,000 members in the Ottawa Senior Pride Network, right?
Right, we have about 1,500 people.
So not everybody is sitting in a rocking chair. People are very active out and about in the community, like yourself, people. What is the age range? Like, at what point am I an LGBTQ plus senior?
So we set our lower limit around 50, 55. Mm-hmm. It's not a strict number. And we have people in their late 80s.
Right.
So all age ranges. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get more younger people involved, especially for gay men. A lot of gay men don't like to admit that they're getting older, and they don't want to be associated with those older people. But the reality is, in a few years, they also are going to be one of those older people. So we want to get them involved early and get them active. And there's a lot of people who have great skills, you know, worked in various organizations with the government. They have the skill sets. Let's get them in to replace us older people who are getting a little long in the tooth now. And we were just preparing for the Pride Parade for tomorrow, getting stuff out of our locker and that sort of thing. And we're thinking, oh, geez, you know, it would be nice to have a couple of younger people helping us out with this.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's, we're so good at isolating in general, I think, in society. I think maybe men more than women. So
yes.
It's so important, isn't it, to have these sorts of groups and organizations and activities. And you guys have such a wide variety of activities. Something for everyone.
There's something for everyone. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so tomorrow, tell me a little bit more about the plan for tomorrow with the parade, because, I mean, that's a long parade. I think it might be the longest parade route I've ever seen in Ottawa. I'm not sure I would be able to walk the entire route. So you guys have something in the works, something planned for people who can't walk the entire thing.
We have partnered up with Chartwell, and Chartwell is going to be providing a bus for us, a small bus, but for those people who want to participate in the parade and can't walk the whole distance, or if they want to sort of jump on for a little bit and hop back off again, so we'll be able able to accommodate those people who just can't walk the whole route. So
absolutely,
that's a great way of partnering up with organizations like Chartwell.
Yeah, I think I always ask you this: what are the biggest concerns or the biggest issues right now facing US LGBTQ plus seniors in Ottawa? I know COVID's changed a lot. COVID has changed a lot the way we do things and the way we interact with each other. Is it COVID related, or are we back to more the pre-COVID stuff, living authentically in long-term care? What are the biggest issues right now?
You know, I think one of the biggest issues, and this has existed forever, is being seen, being acknowledged, and being heard. Very often, LGBT seniors are... people don't even think we exist, let alone are active and involved and are doing all kinds of things, right? So that's one of the big issues, is just being seen. But yes, you are right. There are the issues around accommodation and where are we going to go and where are we going to live. I'm on the housing committee, and what we've done is we've made a lot of liaisons with housing providers, the Chartwells, and that sort of thing, to make sure that they're not just LGBT friendly, but they are LGBT welcoming, and that's a whole different issue. And we still do our education programs and that sort of thing, so someone wants to have our people come in and do the sensitivity training, we're still able to do that.
Friendly versus welcoming, a huge difference.
Huge, big difference. Yeah. A lot of people will just plunk that little rainbow sign on their door, their business, whatever, and think, oh yes, I'm good now. No.
Absolutely.
It's more, a lot more than that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all that you do, and thank you for making time out of your day and your weekend to join us, and always a bright spot when I see the Ottawa Senior Pride Network in the parade. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate an opportunity just to come and chat with you guys.
Always a good time. Thank you so much, George Hartsgrove, Ottawa Senior Pride Network. Always a pleasure, Sam.
Well, now my Capital Pride has been made because I've hung out with George. It's fantastic. Every single year, it's a highlight. Thank you so much, George. I always learn something from you. I appreciate it very much. And Jason, great job. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Always
when
fun.
We come back, Faye Johnstone's going to be here, Grand Marshal of the Big Parade. Stay with us on City News.